So is it just me or are things feeling a little weird? Appliances are being weird. Your technology's off. Relationships are kind of in this weird space. Let's talk about it. What's good, guys? Welcome to the Bird Brain Podcast, where the goal is to rise above it all, stay elevated, create that infinity up your you. I'm your host, Isaiah, and if you're used to listening to a different kind of intro, I figured if it's going to be a weird day, let's just change it up and go with it. Actually, that song was produced by a very talented buddy of mine, and I was just grooving. I was like, yeah, this is where I'm feeling it today. Shout out to Schedule 80 Productions for that tune, for that solidness. How are you guys? Check in, take a deep breath, do a body scan, get your favorite hoodie, put your favorite hat on, get your slippers, your sweats, whatever you need to feel comfortable. If you have the opportunity to be just that right now, I am recording as comfortable as possible. The reason why is because, man, this has been such a week of very, very interesting energy. Coming off of not being well, so I'm just recovering. Viral. Speaking of viral, I also went viral this week on IG, which is amazing and I'm grateful for. Yeah, in between that, it's just been a lot of things popping up and certain dynamics, a lot of people from the past popping up. My technology being weird too. It was funny because I opened my computer and it said, what did it say? It said 12 o'clock. And I was like, no, it's not, is it? I was like, is it only 12 o'clock? It's like only 15 minutes past. It's like, No way. So I checked my watch and it was damn near half hour later. So my computer wasn't even updating. Like my computer was being weird. I was like, what is going on? And then my microphone wasn't working. I was like, what is going on? Like nothing was just computing and communicating properly with each other. And I was like, what am I missing? Why has this been such an interesting week? But what a progressive week. I will say, you know, this has been a interesting time of not just reflection, but also like reevaluation, recognition, also reunions, right? In the best way possible. It's just all encompassing, which has been fantastic, right? And even in moments of frustration, I always say, what can I do to alleviate something of what I'm feeling? Am I in control of anything right now? Some aspects I'm not, unfortunately, and I wish I could be. However, even if the outcome is not in my control, I can contribute to what I want it to be, right? To a certain degree. And that's just kind of what I've been doing. Even enforcing better boundaries, right? Communicating certain things, likes and dislikes. And not being so concerned with what somebody's going to think of that, right? Because the funny thing about boundaries, and this is what I realize, whenever you set a boundary, it's going to cause certain people to push against it. And that will remind you, and not only remind you, but also reinforce your need for that boundary. It is so interesting. And it could be with strangers. It could be with people you're familiar with. It does not matter, right? When you set a boundary, it doesn't mean that people will not test you. Okay? It does not mean you will not be tested. The reason why is because people are still functioning and operating from their quote-unquote homeostasis, what they're comfortable in. All right? So even if they're not intentionally testing you, you may still be tested. And you may recognize that in your body and how you feel, your mind space. And it's important to truly recognize and not be so consumed by the fact that, oh, this is happening. And I need to do something about it. But what you need to do about it is not always what you think. How should I put it? If your first instinct, right, when someone kind of tests your boundary, is to kind of go on the attack and be like, slow it down. Something that I did this week, right? I put certain boundaries and parameters in place. I did this for myself and I communicated it. And I was clear about it because certain people understood. A lot of people understood, actually. I was very clear about this boundary. And then I recognized there were other people who were still insistent on doing the very thing that I asked to not be done. And when I noticed that, I was like, okay. Did I do everything I was supposed to do to keep this from happening on my end? The answer was yes. Okay. Cool, you did that? Awesome. You didn't need to do anything else, sir. That was it. You didn't need to do anything else. Okay? And I decided how much time I was going to invest into that situation that was already not contributing to the experience that I wanted to have. Does it make sense? And that was also like a very interesting, weird part of this week because there were certain things that were happening, certain things that were being done. And I was like, is it me? Like, am I just not being clear enough? Right? You start to kind of question, like, it's got to be, it's a me thing. Isaiah, you're not doing something right. You are not doing something right. There's no way. But however, I want to remind you of this sometimes. You will focus on the one negative or the one person or thing that is kind of contradicting you. And you will ignore all the things that are reinforcing or reaffirming or reassuring you. You get what I'm saying? And sometimes you just have to look at the numbers. And also, your history of work, like your history of responsibility, your history of modality. Because a lot of times people are going to seek from you things that make them comfortable and keep them from having to make a little more effort, right? Do something that's outside of their comfort zone, outside of, again, their homeostasis. So people will demand things of you. People will project things onto you, okay? People will contradict the things that you are doing. People will even overlook what you're doing, right? Because they don't want to accept it or they don't want to see it, okay? Or they don't want to deal with it because it will require more effort from them. And even when that happens, it is truly not your job to kind of lean into that. One of the things I've been really, really, really practicing is being, and I don't know if it's how do I say it? Being more of who I am, right? I already do my own thing. I stay in my lane, mind my business, and I just get things done. That's Isaiah. And I think now that I'm looking back, I've always kind of been like that. I really just kind of enjoy doing my own thing. It's cool, right? As I've gotten older and I create this space for other things to exist or just external representations or reflections of, there will be people who tell you what you should be doing or what you need to do more of so they can feel comfortable, right? And it's not something that you're even necessarily doing directly to impact them. They are choosing to show up in your space and they are telling you what you should do, what you should do. They are almost demanding that you be something else so they can feel better about who you are and also feel comfortable with who they are. Okay. It's like a person who will come into your house, sometimes uninvited. Okay. They saw the door open, so they took that as an opportunity to come in. And then they will proceed to tell you how you should decorate your place so they can feel comfortable about being in it. And then you go back and say, well, before I start rearranging my furniture and doing all this stuff because this one person said I should do something, let's take a look at this person's house first of all. Let's take a look at how they model their house, what they do, right? How they sustain it, what their style is, if they allow other people to dictate what they look like and what their house wants to look like, right? That's something you want to do that first. Whenever somebody comes at you with a critique that's unsolicited, first of all, look at the expertise of who they are. That's one, okay? Look at what they are telling you to change about you, okay? And who does it benefit? Because I kid you not, guys, if you are constantly looking to change for other people and what they tell you to do, you are going to lose yourself. Right? The reason why is because these little critiques that people have, it's in that moment, right? There's no permanency, especially on social media, right? Somebody will scroll on my page and they'd be like, oh, you should do this, or you should slow down, or can you do this? Can you talk about this? And for me, it's like, no. I'm not asking you to be here. You came here, right? And it's such this level of entitlement and also a lack of awareness that we as people have at times where we feel so comfortable telling somebody else who we don't know from a can of paint what they should do to make our lives better versus looking at, well, how is this person already contributing to my life in ways I didn't ask them to? But also, how am I contributing to their life to make their life better before I tell them or demand of them anything? It's interesting, right? Social media is so funny that it's called social media, because what it has done is kind of created this very interesting dynamic in terms of how we communicate and coexist with one another, right? Our ability to sustain healthy relationships is just kind of non-existent because we surveil everybody. Our ability to communicate properly to other people also isn't that great. And then how we talk to people who we don't know and who we feel owe everything to us just because we got so comfortable in their space is also distorted. Right? And that could just be simply entitlement and how people function. And this is just another medium for them to project that and put that on display. However, this thing that the people that we see on a screen are not humans just because they're not in our face really, 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 really starts to dilute our ability to understand the importance of connection, the importance of who we are, the importance of what we are putting on display, and the importance of what we are owed, right? A lot of times people ask me, hey, how do you do so much? It's crazy that you do this thing. And I'm like, well, because I figure it out. And I want to learn, so I'm going to do it. But there has never been a time where I told somebody that they need to do something different for me to feel comfortable. I was just always like, I'll figure it out. Oh, you're talking too fast? Okay. I'll ask for help later, or I'll ask you to repeat that. Or I didn't understand something. I'm not going to condemn you and say that it's a problem with you necessarily. I'm going to see if I can figure it out. And then I'm going to ask for clarity. Hey, can you explain that again? Or if I don't understand something, I'm going to research it. But there are some people who are so eager to tell other people that they should work harder so they don't have to work at all. And that's interesting. And again, the boundary is you just being yourself. And people will push against that boundary. You being who you are authentically is a boundary. People will push against that. The reason why is because it does not align with what they want, what they're seeking, and it also doesn't always make them comfortable. Okay? And the goal is to not go through the world obviously being destructive and just arrogant and oblivious. I am talking about full level awareness, empathy, accountability, respect for other people, but also respecting yourself and not allowing people to continuously disrespect you just because they lack some level of maturity, awareness, or responsibility. Two things can't exist at once. right? And it's such an interesting kind of, I don't know, dynamic to just move through, because you are challenged and you're being forced to reflect, and then you're being forced to reinforce. It is all so interesting. And I hope this is all making sense, because truly, y'all, this has been my journey for a while, and I recognize it's like the more things grow, the more you grow, the more your relationships grow, the more your businesses grow, you are going to need to have more things in place to keep these things sustained, especially yourself. I've realized the more I grow, the more boundaries I have to have. And it's not boundaries to necessarily keep other people out or even condemn them. It's boundaries in terms of like having a level of discipline, doing certain things, saying I'm going to do it, committing to that, right? Communicating effectively, making sure my I's are dotted, my T's are crossed. Like, having boundaries is not just about other people. If anything, a boundary is more about you always. Always. Okay? What are you committing to? I am so committed to just being better and improving upon myself, because there's a certain lifestyle I want to have. There's a certain relationship style I want to have, right? And all of this requires Isaiah to be a full-blown participant. So I commit. Okay? And then I look at the things and the people that commit in return. And that's kind of where I spend my time. One of the things I've learned to not do is exhaust too much time with someone who does not know how to value my time. And people may take offense to that, but however, people don't see things as important that are not important to them. So even if you take offense that I don't want to continue to invest time in this space with you, you are probably not looking at how you've been treating my time, or vice versa, right? People may not even respect their own time, so they may not recognize when they're disrespecting yours, or they just don't have a concern for it. It's like, okay, cool. That's cool. Now I know how to kind of navigate with you, because this ain't it. And that's a boundary. But that's a boundary I have to keep, right? As you want to expand, as you want to grow, things are going to get so interesting and so weird. And I know I started this particular podcast episode in a different way, but yo, when I tell you, in the last couple of moments, it's just been weird. But even the last week, it's just been weird, and certain things really made me think. I'm like, is it me? Sometimes it is, yes. But other times it's not. And the way you recognize that is just looking at your pattern behavior and looking at the person or thing you're interacting with. What is their pattern behavior? I have to look at patterns professionally, right? So even on an interpersonal level, or just kind of like sitting around chilling, I recognize certain things. And let's say I may not always be right, right? And a lot of times I don't want to be right. However, the capacity to recognize patterns, also in terms of how I feel about certain things, I recognize the pattern of pain for me too. And I'm like, oh, okay, I know that this kind of evokes this, right? And this influences that. I don't like that, or I like this. So I'm going to lean more into that, right? Allow those weird feelings to be information, right? Allow a weird week to be full of information, and just do what you can. That's what I was doing all this week. Just, I'm gonna do what I can, okay? I'm gonna do what I have the energy for. Some things I had energy for, other things I truly did not. And I noticed it. I was like, man, it's a lot right now. And that's okay, right? That is okay. And it's gonna be okay. It is gonna be okay. I hope this episode made sense, but you know, it was really something I was thinking about. And I was just like, it's been a weird, weird week. Not bad, just weird. Just weird. and really challenged me on certain levels. And everything that challenged me just kind of forced me to come back to myself. All right, cool. What do I need to do differently? Or what am I already doing that I need to just stick with? It's a beautiful thing, y'all. Don't get so hung up on things that are out of your control, and don't allow yourself to get derailed, because sometimes it truly is not you. It truly is not you. Sometimes it might be, and be willing to explore that. Okay. Yeah, I think that's it. I had so many other thoughts, but I think I'm still in the process of getting better, honestly. It's been, like I said, it's been weird. And just taking it one step at a time. One step at a time. But it's been good. And it's only going to get better. Why? Because I'm willing to put some things into play. Yes? But yeah, with that being said, I hope you guys have an amazing week. I hope this week reminds you of what it means to seek out community. Right? Allow people to judge you by your character, not by the color of your skin. Okay. Yeah. Take it all in stride, y'all. Take it all in stride, and remember, it is just information. Take care of yourselves. Please take care of each other. All right? Coaching is available. The link is in the bio. If you want to set up one-on-one coaching, the link is there. All right? Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Take flight.